Casey, I wanted to talk to you because of a story Shai Davidi wrote a couple of days ago on Sportsnet.ca, where he talked about trying to avoid having losing become comfortable for this team. A couple of quotes from you in there. You were here last year and you saw what happened over the last 2 months. How do you avoid that happening again?
I don't know. You know, it's we're in a tough spot right now. We aren't playing very well, and it's tough on everybody, not only the coaching staff but the players, and we're just trying to find a way to muster a couple wins and just make the environment in the clubhouse and come into the field more enjoyable.
There are people who watch the games and say, you know, the team's too loose, too happy when it's losing. But you also can't walk around all the time with your head sunk and angry at everything. Where's the balance?
Well, that's the trick, is to find the balance, because it is a long year and you're going to have your ups and downs. And if you panic, you know, when things aren't going well, then, you know, that 11-game winning streak probably doesn't happen when everything's going our way. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to find that happy medium at times. And more than anything, I think from our standpoint, we just want to still compete and play the game the right way and care about, you know, winning and losing and try and make a difference so that feeling that you feel in your stomach after a bad game doesn't happen as often as it is.
How important does that become now that half of Buffalo's here? All these kids who, you know, need to see in the major leagues how important winning is, even when you're undermanned a lot of the time.
Right. That's part of the point is, you know, these guys are going to help us at some point in the future, either next year or whenever. And, you know, if they come and see the way we're playing right now and seeing that that's acceptable and that's okay, or, you know, they learn that type of mentality, then we're doing it all wrong. We want them to come, you know, hopefully we're in a race next year, and if we're going to need, you know, an Anthony Gose or a Pilar to come in here and spell us for weeks to a month to a couple months, who knows, we want him to, there not to be much of a drop off, and we could keep going doing what we have been doing.
With Casey Jansen here, and a lot of the time, Casey, people look to the coaching staff and look to the manager, and they want to see that, like, the movie guy who comes in and throws stuff around and scares the crap out of everybody. I've always heard from players that they respect a manager who treats them like grown-ups. Is there a balance there too?
Yeah, I think you know, if you prove to your coaching staff that you can be professional and handle yourself in a professional way, then I think the leash gets longer. And when you don't do that, then, you know, I think it's like any kind of parent or anything else. You know, if you don't show me you can act the proper way, then yeah, I mean, maybe the whip needs to get cracked. And you know, that's not my call. As far as that aspect, you know, Gibby has a feel for this team. You know, I don't think a chair flip in, you know, I don't know how many, 15 games under 500 is really going to do a whole heck of a lot anyway. So, you know, it's a tough situation. It's one no one ever thought we would have been in. And no one really knows exactly what to do, because this was just so far off the map with our season that we're kind of staring at each other, and no one has an answer.
Last thing before I let you go, the best you can do on this road trip is 2-8, and that's with a win today, avoiding a sweep at the hands of the Astros. People call into me on the post-game show. People want blood. They want something to happen. What do you say to those fans who say drastic changes need to be made?
I think there definitely needs to be some kind of change, you know, with this roster that we have right now. Clearly, it's not good enough to compete in the AL East, and I don't know if you necessarily have to reinvent the wheel, but, you know, you got to mix and match it a little bit and get a better product on the field, because, you know, the one thing I say to the fans is we get paid to play, but we get paid to win. And from a personal standpoint, you know, I'm trying to win every game, and I'm going to continue to do that, and I'm going to get as many guys on board with me to continue to play as hard as we can to win as many games as we can.